You're listening to SBS News.
The Australian Academy of Technological Sciences and Engineering has released a new report that suggests how renewable energy can help manage the country's present energy crisis. The cost of electricity generation in Australia has risen to almost 115% above the previous record high average wholesale price. Electricity accounts for 34% of Australia's carbon dioxide emissions, so decarbonising the sector is crucial if the country is to achieve net zero emissions by 2050. The paper indicates that Australia will need a portfolio of low-emission technologies to meet net zero emissions by 2050. Speaking ahead of this week's Sydney Energy Forum, former director of the Australian Renewable Energy Agency, ARENA, Catherine Woodthorpe, says the COVID-19 pandemic and Russia's invasion of Ukraine highlight the importance of diverse and resilient energy supply chains.
The path to net zero requires a complete transformation of our energy systems. By deploying clean energy at the huge scale required to replace fossil fuel, we can eliminate nearly three quarters of global emissions and enhance global energy security. In Australia, it will also lead to cheaper and more reliable supply and pricing for onshore manufacturers, as well as a potentially exportable resource.
Advisory board member of the New South Wales Energy Corporation, Alex Wonhas, says there are different reasons for the country's energy crisis. Mr. Wonhas emphasized the increasing cost of generators because of the high cost of coal and gas brought on by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. He added that the issue has worsened due to the nation's recent high number of power outages caused by aging facilities that require urgent replacement. He believes Australia has the technology to avoid a future crisis.
We must act now to lay the foundation of a truly modern energy system. That requires investment in a whole mix of different technologies. We need solar power, we need wind power, we need pumped hydro, we need batteries. We need hydrogen-ready gas generators, and we need the investment of consumers in a well-coordinated fashion to build the energy system of the future that Australia really deserves.
The report, titled The Here and Now of the Energy Transition, suggests that the country's energy crisis is an opportunity to hasten the transition to a low-emission future. Ausgrid's former managing director, George Malta-Barrow, says by 2050, net zero emissions will require an increase in solar and wind technology, as well as an additional 10,000 kilometres of new transmission infrastructure. Mr. Malta-Barrow says to achieve this investment, the availability and cost of fuel needs to be addressed, and climate policy must be explicitly linked to energy policy. He says the country will need a complete transition from fossil fuels to electricity for transportation, powering cars, heating homes, and changing industrial processes.
The good news, of course, is that we do have now all the technologies available to achieve that end. What we need to manage this transition are the frameworks that will support the right sort of investment. That includes investment in distributed energy resources, small-scale solar batteries, large-scale solar and wind, and, of course, firming capacity. And to make the grid manageable, you'll need smart sensors deployed pretty much everywhere, producing a huge volume of data with smart software to analyse and make use of that data.
Australia is working towards generating 50% of its electricity from renewable energy by 2025. The Australian energy market operator expects Australia's electrical systems to function on 100% renewables by then. Renewable energy sources are projected to power 69% of the country's primary electricity system by 2030. Professor Renate Egan from the University of New South Wales Energy Institute says the nation already gets 32% of its electricity from renewable sources, and that percentage has doubled over the past 5 years.
We need that to double again. We can do it in possibly in 5 years, but at least in 10 years. And that's what we're looking at aiming for, to try and really increase our renewable energy penetration. I'm optimistic about our future and our opportunities. I think we have the technologies now. What we need to be doing is freeing up our policies, investing in our future, giving our investors confidence to invest, that's homeowners and big business, and investing in transmission and smarts to make sure it's all interconnected and working well.
Head of the Battery Storage and Grid Integration Program at the Australian National University, Professor Lachlan Blackhall, says the uptake of significant energy storage will complement the changeover to renewable generation.
One of the key capabilities that energy storage will provide is the ability to provide system services. So, you know, those are things like frequency control and future services like inertia and system strength, which will ensure that we can maintain a stable electricity grid as we move away from fossil fuel-fired generators. So energy storage is going to come in really in two forms. The first is in pumped hydro and the second is in battery storage. And battery storage will be deployed at various scales throughout the grid.
The paper adds that for Australia to meet its 2050 net zero emissions target, the country needs to have a clear research agenda and a reliable framework in place. It also states that it must improve the transmission grid and use established emerging technologies. Omo Bello, SBS News.